You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
My favorite operations and cleaning tool. Come on, everyone. You know what it is by now. It's Breezeway. It just got a whole lot better for Airbnb hosts.
Breezeway's platform has always helped hosts manage work like cleaning, maintenance, and inspections at their properties, but now their technology is integrated with Airbnb, which means you can connect your Airbnb reservation info with Breezeway, helping you save even more of your precious time, like automatically notifying your cleaners on a new reservation or changes to an existing reservation.
You can use Breezeway to schedule cleaning, inspections, and maintenance tasks using smart checklists and automated messaging to maintain a consistent guest experience.
Connect your Airbnb guest reviews with individual tasks in Breezeway. For example, fridge stopped working and the guest mentioned it in your review, a Breezeway maintenance task will help you make sure it gets fixed as soon as possible.
Respond to guest messages all in one platform. Hosts can now view and respond to Airbnb message threads within the Breezeway platform.
And that's not all. The Breezeway Guide is a personalized digital welcome book, and they also have Breezeway Assist, a 24-hour call service supplemented with Breezeway's AI-driven engine, are also connected through this Airbnb integration.
There are so many things that Breezeway can help you tackle, so check out Breezeway for yourself. TFE listeners will receive free implementation when you decide to make Breezeway a part of your hosting operational strategy, just like Annette and I have. Visit breezeway.io/TFE to learn more. That's breezeway.io/TFV. Hello, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. All right, we're going to kick off this show by sharing some awesome listeners' short-term rentals, but we're going to do it a little differently today, right, Annette?
Yes, our STR Share Sunday, we're having a little bit of a remix this week, but really excited about it. What we want to do is first share at Level Up Your Listing. Again, that's at Level Up Your Listing. And this whole episode is a recap of the event that we just attended in Scottsdale with all of the guests that are on the show today. They are remote guests. They are calling in. But we want to share this event and the two lovely ladies, Natalie Palmer and Tatiana Taylor Tate. They just crushed this live event. The word on the street is it will be back in 2024. So be on the lookout, but please give them a follow at Level Up Your Listing. And we are going to get on to this episode. What it is, every guest on the show today, they are going to share their big takeaway from this event. And each one of our guests, they are going to share their Instagram handle. So please give them a follow. So we are going to do a multitude of sharing today. Sarah? Who's up first?
Okay, so up first, we have Amber.
Hi, this is Amber, co-owner of Big Buckle Mountain Homes, where we host and co-host vacation homes in Colorado. We took home many great tips and tricks on incorporating social media into our homes. One of the best tips was to link any instructional or informational clips in the home to our Instagram. For example, we have a 20-second clip on how to operate the fire pit, open and close the hot tub, or put together the ping pong table. We're going to move these to our Instagram account so that when guests scan the code to watch the video, they're taken to our Instagram and it encourages them to be familiar with and tag Big Buckle Mountain Homes and their vacation postings. As we grow our business, we're striving to become more organized in our business week. Currently, we feel the pressure to create social media content daily. One of the tips we took away from the conference was later.com. This is a platform that will allow you to create numerous social media posts or content and schedule them to be delivered on future dates. I believe this will help us schedule one moment during the week to sit down and focus on social media creation. Thirdly, we were able to connect with representatives of many of the platforms we currently use. This opened doors for us to connect on social media through our Instagram and Facebook and discuss opportunities for mutual media sharing when we highlight their products. Overall, the conference was a great way to connect and build relationships with other short-term vacation hosts.
I love all the takeaways that Amber shared with us. One tip that I want to just elaborate on is that first one, taking you back to Instagram to have them engage with you. One step further, if you have a direct booking website where you could also grab their email address and maybe a special offer if they're the first time that they're arriving to your website, and having your videos live there would also be a really good tip.
We should have done this at the intro, but listeners, the reason we chose these specific voices to let us know their largest takeaway from the event is they are members of our Hosting Business Mastery membership. And we got to connect with them in person over the 3 days. So there were lots of learning, obviously nightly meetups after to discuss all the things. But we had such a great conversation on the final evening of the event that we were like, wait a second. Sarah and I like to do recaps of live events that we go to. And we're like, they had so many great takeaways. We're like, we want to have you on the show and share your takeaways with all of the listeners. So I just wanted to give a little bit of background on why these lovely ladies are the ones telling their takeaways, because there were hundreds of women at the conference, and I'm sure they, I mean, we could have episodes for weeks about the takeaways, but that's why we specifically chose these women.
Okay, next up we have Tanya.
And Tanya was a huge help on our live event, so I just want to give her an extra shout out here because she was very, very important in the live event that Sarah and I conducted. Tanya's Instagram is at YYH Minnesota. Again, that's YYH Minnesota. And we will have links to all the ladies' Instagram in the show notes.
But it stands for Yay, You're Here, which I thought is so cute. Yes. All right, here's Tanya and her takeaway.
Hi, I'm Tanya Rooney. My Instagram handle is Tanya Rooney MN. I'm in Hosting Business Mastery Method Mastermind. And I think the biggest takeaway that I had was how much design matters in your short-term rentals, and that it actually can drive up some of the ADR that you have. So I think the biggest thing that I took away is just that I can actually do some work on my rentals and make them, like, there's actually one that I really want to revamp because it was the first one I ever did. And it's just kind of average. And I think I need to work on making it better than my own home. So that was one big takeaway, was that people book short-term rentals because they want to be in a place that's better than their own home. So my biggest action item is I'm revamping one. I took measurements of every bedroom and a living room and a hallway, and we're going to add in some cool wow factors. I'm going to redo a living room and then make sure that the decor gets revamped in a couple of the bedrooms. Like, it's a 5-bedroom, 3-bath house.
Yeah, Tanya. And then hopefully everyone knows too, obviously, we are partnered with Minoan and we use them, love them. And I know Tanya will be shopping through Minoan to make sure that she can get tons and tons of discounts on those revamps, so that she's not paying retail for all of those wow factors she plans on putting in her home.
And the one thing that I love that Tanya pointed out was like, hey, this was my first one. What happens is you get going, you get started, you get those bookings, and it's hard to close your calendar down because it's revenue. But I love that she has the foresight, like, hey, I might have to slow down to speed up here and make an investment, but her average daily rate, like, she's going to make more money by making these changes. And I love that she's excited. I mean, obviously she's taking action already. I think we've been home for like 4 days. So good job, Tanya, there. But I know you're out there, listeners, the one that are like, yeah, I really should fix that or replace that. This is your sign. This is your sign to make that reinvestment. It will pay off.
Hey there, fellow hosts. Want to make your short-term rental feel like $1 million without breaking the bank?
You bet. That's where Minoan comes in. They've got deep discounts on over 100 amazing brands. Brands like Article, West Elm, Crate & Barrel, Pollywood, Wayfair, Parachute, and Fellow. Your guests will be swooning over the stylish furnishings and you'll be grinning at the money you saved.
And here's the exciting news. Minoan just leveled up their platform. Now you can easily sort through their brands with improved browsing and filtering capabilities, including host favorites and unique finds. No more endlessly scrolling.
Plus, if you're a design savvy host juggling multiple properties, Manoan has your back. You can tag quotes and orders by property so you can keep things organized like a pro.
And let's not forget, you can set up multiple properties under your one account. It's a breeze to manage them all in one place. Talk about convenience.
Oh, and customization is key. With Manoan, you can decide who gets email notifications for all of your quotes and order updates. No more inbox overload.
And also, of course, we cannot forget the most exciting thing about all of this. Manoan is 100% free for hosts. Yes, you've heard that right. There are no membership fees, no sneaky costs, just fabulous discounts and a stress-free experience.
So what are you waiting for? Don't waste another second. Go to ManoanExperience.com and sign up today. Your guests will thank you, your wallet will thank you, and we'll thank you for spreading the word.
Thanks for visiting the new Manoan. All right, next up we have Chelsea.
You can follow my Instagram at thedigs.co, also on Facebook at Digs Co Vacation Rentals. My biggest takeaway was actually the keynote speaker at the very end of the summit, who was April Brown from the Netflix series Motel Makeover. We actually loved watching that show, and it was great to see her in person and talk about her experience growing her motel business and being a motelier. She kept repeating a phrase, which is not a foreign concept to me, but as we're growing our business and making sure that we're maximizing our efforts, her phrase, delegate or automate. What are you delegating? What are you automating? Was a big one for me. I've delegated a lot as we've been growing, but I think it was nice to hear, no matter what scale you are, no matter how big your operation is, you still have to have those things come into play. And I've actually implemented this already. I've delegated our newest employee who is taking over all of our safety inspections. Great to see you guys. See you soon in Nashville.
Thank you so much, Chelsea. We love that takeaway. We also give you permission. There are so many moving parts and pieces in, you know, running a short-term rental. And if you ever feel overwhelmed, take a deep breath. Write the things down that you're doing in your business. Take a log first for a little while, and then you can look at it. We call it a brain dump. And you can look at it and see, is there anything there that you can automate without losing those personal touches? Is there anything that you can delegate and maybe provide someone with some extra money in their life and free up some time for you to just have some more headspace? So I just take myself back to what you just feel like everything's just caving in around you because there's so many spinning plates. And you're like, how do I start taking control over this a little bit? And for me, it was brain dumping and seeing it all on paper and then taking it kind of one by one.
That phrase is very popular, and there's sometimes a third word attached to it. So automate, delegate. The word I like the best that people add on is eliminate. Mm. Also, sometimes like there's things you can also just eliminate them from your list. If they've been on there forever and there's something that's really, you know, not necessary and it's bothering you and adding more to your plate, you can eliminate it for a little while until it's time to bring it back on.
Yeah. All right. Last up, we have Ms. Stacy Race.
Hi, I am Stacy Peretti Race, and my properties are just outside of New Orleans, Louisiana. I absolutely loved the conference and what I learned there. I will have to say, although it wasn't the sexiest of sessions, the two key takeaways that I had, the first from Proper Insurance, finding out that my umbrella policy does not cover me liability-wise if it's a business activity. And then I learned a lot about deductions in the tax session that I need to speak with my CPAs about because I think I'm missing out on some deductions that are applicable to my business. Other than that, I just love the whole atmosphere of it all, that it was geared toward women. And the cherry on top was being able to spend some great time with three of my best friends in this business that I met through HBMM. And I want to thank you guys for connecting all of us as you do. We've formed a great friendship and community just from being in this business and learning from you guys together. If anyone would like to check out my properties, my Instagram handles are Sleepy Lagoon LA and LaCroix Covington. That's LACROIX Covington. Thanks so much, guys.
She's got beautiful properties.
Yes, Stacy's crushing it. And obviously, Stacy just brought up two really important things. We will circle back on
specifically if we can get Proper on to discuss what Stacey is mentioning. But until that time, if you want to reach out to Proper, we will put their link in the show notes. If what Stacey just said about her personal umbrella policy and her property being separate, you know, that's a business, and then her personal liability, I am sure that Proper, if you want to discuss some things like that, if you want to reach out to them, get a quote from them, make sure that you are doing apples to apples comparison. Huge red flag right now. If you don't have short-term rental insurance, then we really want you to reach out to Proper today. But Stacey, thanks for bringing that up. And then what she mentioned about her tax person, please let your tax person know exactly what you're doing with your property and also what you plan to do with your portfolio in the future. You can't just keep them siloed in what you're doing today. Let them know the whole future of your grand plans with your whole short-term rental portfolio. But Sarah, let's talk about our takeaways.
My takeaways is, someone said this too at the conference. I think it was Tatiana, one of the hosts. And she reminded all of us at the conferences or anything that you do, it's what you decide to take from it. You can show up, and that's really half the battle. You then have to make the most of that situation. And I really loved that, because Annette encouraged me, when we go someplace, we set intentions. What do we want to get out of this experience? Because you could show up and never go to any of the sessions, or we go to sessions but not really be checked in. And so anything you do that you decide to give it your time, show up with intention. And for me, it was just these little reminders of how important it is to revisit my operational systems and processes. I did love the tax discussion, because we're in this for, yes, because we love hosting and hospitality, but what a great benefit that we get to do it through real estate. And she had some really great reminders there. So we'll definitely have some more tax discussions this year in it, I think, on the show.
Yeah. Speaking of taxes and live events, if you're running your hosting business like a business to go to these summits, these are tax write-offs. You can write off this travel. So please, that is a huge reason you want to open up that LLC, you want to open up that points credit card for your hosting business. So that's something, you know, obviously the tax representative there was chatting about. It's like, let's make sure that we're separating your personal and your business.
Yes.
So you can write these things off, because some people had booked their hotel, they booked their flight on their personal, and it gets muddy. You don't want to do that. And I think for us, everyone there was like really taking their business seriously, which was so exciting. A lot of people were transitioning from maybe hosting part-time to full-time, a lot of people wanting to get into co-hosting. But it just reminded Sarah and I that like getting out, getting to live events, connecting with the hosting community is really important. It got us fired up. We are in the works right now of bringing our live event back this year. So please be on the lookout for that. But try to put something on your calendar where you can connect with other hosts. The hosting community is really important. It's important that we get out, we meet fellow hosts, and not only up-level your own listing, but it'll help up-level the whole entire hosting community.
With that, I am Sarah Karakan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting.
We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros, is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.